sometimes I wish it would last forever.
I thought you were going to say sometimes it feels like it lasts forever.
You know, on occasion, it does feel like that. Some days are better than others. I bet you all feel like that about things going on in your life. Even though I love being on the air, there are sometimes it gets me down because some of the things that we're talking about are just something that you don't want to have to talk about, frankly. But because we are here to tell you what is conversationally going on, if you're one of the people who doesn't want to know what's going on, perhaps you might want to listen to another radio program. Ken Kessler is here. Somewhere Mr. McFadden is lurking about.
No, he's not with us today.
Oh, he is? What did he do?
He's going to Jazz Fest.
He's flying. Yeah, he's
I thought that was this weekend.
It is.
It's only
today's Thursday.
Yeah,
all day.
Weekend doesn't start till tomorrow. It's a big idea.
Not for him. It does.
Not for Richie.
He's a big executive. What the hell? Get that. Meanwhile, the rest of his peons are here working. We deserve each other, all of us. We're here on top of it.
Yeah.
So, the president yesterday blamed the Republicans. Said the Republicans are out of step with the American people. Hmm. Senate Republicans kept the Democrats from enacting the minimum wage hike to 10-10. 10-10 wins. Remember that headline from the New York papers? 10-10 wins.
I remember you talking about it.
Sixty votes were needed for the measure to advance in the Senate, but the Democrats couldn't get enough Republicans to come over. The president called on voters to punish the Republicans at the polls in November. I feel like I could be the host of The Tonight Show with a line like that.
Yeah.
To lead you into some other line, like anything having to do with the Affordable Health Care Act and how the Democrats are going to get punished. You hear the Republicans saying, the Democrats are going to get punished because of Obamacare.
You know, with all these punishment in politics, CWP.
Yeah.
Don't you think we should just have, maybe instead of an election now, since our vote isn't really counting so much these days, maybe we should have like a political death match or something, you know, where we wrestle to the finish?
Right.
Don't you
bring
think?
In WrestleMania!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, brother.
How about if we put Barack Obama against, what's his face, Boehner?
Oh, my gosh. Right? It would be great. And you know how much frustration they have for each other?
Well,
be fantastic. Of course, both, I think, would get gassed pretty early on because they're both smokers.
Both smokers. Right. Yeah. Exactly. They wouldn't last too long. But as an example of how political things are, the Voice of America, something that I remember learning about when I was in high school and then followed it in college because I was thinking actually of going to work. I wanted to try to get a job when I got out of college working for the Voice of America because it was something that I studied a lot. I was political science major, always interested in history, social studies, government relations, that kind of stuff. So the Voice of America was something that was put together to help spread the word of America around the world. But instead of it working now, it doesn't, because whoever's in power changes the people around who are there at the Voice of America so that it is it now has become so badly broken because we're pushing
the voice of some
the agenda. Right. The voice of a few people in America. So the service is now a political machine. And so what people are saying, you go back to the 70s because that's when it got started. It was set up as a consistently reliable and authoritative source for news. I remember going into the studio in Washington because Larry King was doing a show on Voice of America, and it didn't work. He didn't want to keep doing it. They were paying him $600 for a two-hour show, and he didn't think that was enough. So I said, I'd do it. And I told the people that were there, this was a great show that was aimed at the entire world. Larry King did a show that went around the entire world on all the Voice of America satellites. It wasn't satellites at the time, all of the broadcast facilities. And it was a great show. Now, I remember being involved in it to a point, and I said, okay, put me on this show and let me do it. Well, apparently, I didn't have strong enough political ties to the people who were making the decisions, so they brought in somebody else, and the program ultimately failed because it was, at that time, King didn't want to do it. It didn't make a difference about his politics. He just wanted to get paid more money. And then whoever came along after, and again, I don't even remember who it was, so it couldn't have been anybody significant because I pretty much knew all the players then like I do now. There weren't that many then, and there aren't that many now. So it just, it failed, and it was, but yet it was such a wonderful way. You think it through. What a great way to spread the message. Have calls from all around the world. Have people discussing issues that really help understand, help us understand and help them understand the broad foreign policies that we have here. But it's just become another hack-filled, it was like what we were talking about earlier. For those of you who don't know, a judge has ruled, where did I put that information about the, here it is, Wisconsin. I was going to ad-lib this, but I'd rather have the right information in front of me so I don't get it wrong, so Jennifer won't criticize me.
Always a good idea.
Wisconsin's law, which required voters to produce a photo ID. This is one of the biggest duhs in the history of mankind. And yet, we have screwed it up because of political concerns.
I don't know why people argue against it.
You can't make an argument that makes any sense against it.
People do. I mean,
of course they do. Right.
I mean, I don't get it. Just, I mean, I know when I go into my polling place and I go up to, and it's always, and this is not a slam against older people, but it's always the retirees in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, right.
And they're sitting there and they've got their list flapped open on the table and you go and give them your name and I happen to keep my registration at my mom's house, and across the street from my mom lives my aunt and my uncle. So there's about five, six, seven horns on that
horns
list.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I go in, and they say, and I say, Horn, you know, Jennifer. I could just as easily go in and say Irene Horn, Stephanie Horn, my aunt,
Hillary
my cousins,
Horn,
Hillary Horn, whoever, and they would never even, I mean, no clue.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Why shouldn't you prove that you are who you are in order to have value to that which is most sacrosanct? The most sacred thing about being an American is being able to vote.
Yeah, and I don't see who...
And these judges screw that up to a fare-thee-well. Anyway, but I was off on the politics of... Well, no, I mean, what we're really making...
This one irritates me because
point, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. To me, this is not a political issue. This is common sense. Just protect your vote with your ID.
Kenny, what do we have? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day on the voter ID law being struck down temporarily because it'll go to the Supreme Court and it'll get turned around like all the rest of them have. But in the meantime, the argument that blacks and Latinos are disproportionately likely to live in poverty, and if you live in poverty, you can't drive, and then you can't participate in activities for which a photo ID may be required. If you get on an airplane, okay, you don't have enough money to get on a plane, why do you need photo ID? You don't have a bank account, don't need photo ID, that kind of stuff.
But anybody can get a photo ID. You don't even have to, like, register with the system, really. I mean, you don't have to get a driver's license. You can just go in and get a photo ID.
All right, so, Kenny, what are people saying about this?
Elizabeth says voter ID means one person, one vote.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is not like the ruling from the Supreme Court last week, which everybody messed up saying it was about affirmative action. It wasn't. It was about the way people can vote according to the Michigan Constitution. They can take any issue, and it's legitimately the ability the voter actually has to make the decision is what the Supreme Court said people in Michigan have the right to do. It just happened to be it was an affirmative action vote, but it could be anything. And anyway, so what else you got, Kenny?
Tim says, if you're against voter ID laws, you are in favor of voter fraud.
Yes, I would buy that. Yes, you are. Yep, you can make that argument. Yes. What else?
Rich says, without requiring proof of citizenship or national ID, simply a photo ID does not guarantee only citizens vote.
Hmm.
Also, how exactly are specific felons kept from voting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would need
interesting.
You're
going
to know you're a felon. You walk in and say, hey, my name is Fred Mafufsky. I live down the street. There's my voter thing. Here we go. By the way, to sort of finish off the discussion of the Voice of America and how politicized it's gotten. I use that as an example of everything being politicized, and therefore the system is gone way over the side to being almost completely and totally broken. So how you fix it, part of the discussion and the debate, starting with what the minimum wage law, that was part of the discussion that we had here a few minutes ago, and then it sort of drifted off into all these other areas. But you see how complex and political everything has become because we don't have people that know how to manage, because we have too many people in the country, and it goes poof, kaputsky. So would you like something better than this to think about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about thinking about your mother?
Oh, I love her.
Mom, he's making eyes at me. Mother's Day, excuse me, is next Sunday. Not this Sunday. This Sunday is this week. Next Sunday is next week. So it's Mother's Day. Now is the time to think. Don't forget. This is one of the times, I know you as children love your mom, but if you're notorious for forgetting about special occasions like this, make sure you take action right now. Ready? Mother's Day, good gift, cherries, berries.
I told you I did some yesterday.
You did. Go online to berries.com, berries.com, or you can call 866-FRUIT-02 to order. Berries.com is a good way to do it, though. You go to the microphone at the top right-hand corner, find the code spot, and just type in good day, and you'll get a first shot at Sherry's Berries, $19.99. That's 40% savings. And then you use my code good day, and you'll double the berries for $10 more. These are enormous. I just had one for sort of my quasi-breakfast. Yum, 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 mouth-watering. It's the way a lot of people will take care of mothers this Mother's Day. 866-FRUIT-02 or berries.com. Use the code GOODDAY.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Doug Steffen's good day, 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Night. Performers are Alex Preston, Caleb Johnson, Sam Wolf, Jessica Mews, and Jenna Irene. This is Caleb Johnson singing I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. So let's see if we like it or not. Roberta's not here. Kenny can have two votes. Jennifer can have two votes because Richie's not here either. And then I'll be the tiebreaker. How's that?
All right, can I start?
Yeah.
I'm the girl?
Yeah.
I really like the quality of his voice, but I feel like he's a step off. Does anybody else sound like he's a step off?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Like he's not
step
on
off
with the beat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think he's very good. I liked Alex Preston earlier on. I didn't think this guy was that much. I never thought. The only time I listen to this is when we play the audio on the program. I don't watch American Idol. And not that I ever really was a fan. Once in a while, I like to see what Ryan is doing from the announcer's point of view. But I always thought that the judges were over the top, frankly. So, all right. Next up is Sam Wolf. Actually, you've got this. Sam and Jenna and Alex performing Best Day of My Life. Why would they be putting them all together?
Because they have extra time on TV, so they can group performances.
All right, let's forget about this. Let's do Jessica Mews singing Human.
Human, and I bleed when I fall down. I'm only human.
Not bad, actually.
No, I was thinking this is the first time I've heard her sing something that I like.
Yeah.
I think it gets better at the end. To me, it was a little shrill at the beginning, but right now it sounds pretty good.
This is the other female performer, Jenna Irene, singing My Body.
My body tells me no.
See, I was expecting to hear, my body lies over the ocean. My body lies over the sea.
A little different, eh?
That's all right. This is a good song. My body, the way I sang it, was much better than this. This is a lot of yelling. So, if we were to pick one of the five, it looks like Jessica may be... I didn't do Sam by himself. All right, so Mike wants to hear Sam Wolfe to sing. Like that. Okay, so here's how I'm voting. Everybody ready?
Yes.
I'm voting for Alex Preston 1, Sam Wolfe 2, and Jessica Mews 3. The rest of them can all go get lost.
That's it, huh?
Yep, that's it.
The Dougster has spoken.
I have spoken. Jenna Irene, forget her. Caleb Johnson, forget him. The three finalists ought to be Alex Preston, Sam Wolfe, and Jessica Mews. What do you say, Kenny?
I agree with two out of the three of your choices. I like Sam and Jessica, but I like Caleb. Yeah. I didn't like the song he sang last night, but I like his previous.
Yeah,
song.
I like his voice.
All right, what about you, Jen?
I would do the same. I like Caleb, I like Sam, and I like Jessica.
Really? Okay. Well, the two of you are wrong, but it's all right. It's this is a free country, and you can express yourself one way or another.
Oh, boy. Don't get your feelings hurt, Doug.
Okay, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have you heard me say spay and neuter your pets? 8 million to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, and some are homeless. Here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your pets. It's a procedure that can be performed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of unwanted pets, so it's not just a moral issue. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats as well. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of certain types of cancer and reduces a pet's risk of getting lost by decreasing the tendency to roam. So there's no excuse. If you have a dog or a cat, spay or neuter. Again, it's the moral thing to do, but equally as important, I'm assuming you love your dog or cat. You don't want to develop problems as they get older, so spaying and neutering can make all the difference in the world. For female dogs, no chance of breast cancer. For male dogs, obviously, no chance of testicular cancer. Check with your vet. Spaying and neutering, it's the right thing to do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to the.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Today's a good day. Live up to my web built station. Today's a good day. You'll free us up and sky the nation. No matter what you say, the whole world is in your play. Here I sit thinking about the moon that we have traveled, and every other man still hopes that we may come unraveled.
What are you hoping for today? I hope you're hoping for good things, awakening to what's going on in the world here, there, and everywhere. What was the old line from ABC Sports? Your next door, your neighborhood, your town, the country, the world. Wasn't that part of the ABC World of Sports?
Spanning the world?
Yeah, I think that was it. But didn't it bring in some way, shape, or form, excuse me, the essence of what goes on in your neighborhood is important to what goes on in the world. Your world is your neighborhood, right? So, if you live in Lynchburg, Virginia, a freight train carrying thousands of gallons of crude oil derailed in downtown Lynchburg.
Uh-oh.
Several tanker cars exploded. The flames, if you've seen these fireballs, the video of the fireballs, and the thick black smoke that spewed into the air yesterday, the tracks run parallel to the James River. And a number of the tankers derailed and fell into the water. Witnesses say there was oil spilling into the river, and in fact, the river was on fire. Well, the river wasn't really, but the surface of the river was on fire because the oil had caught fire, and that was what was burning. I don't understand how that happened. You ever seen, after you see a good war movie, if that's not an oxymoron, when the bad guys blow up the good guys, either side blows up a ship and explodes, and you see all of the burning oil on the ocean? I always wonder how that happens. Oil surfaces, comes to the surface, but it's in water, for God's sake. How does oil burn in water?
Because it separates and rises to the top, right? So.
Well, yeah, it does.
I mean, it would eventually put itself out.
Yeah, it would put itself out. Yeah. Anyway, for our friends in Lynchburg, it's a very, very tough morning there. So if you're in Lynchburg and you want to report, help yourself. I think we have actually a new station there. We had an old station, now we have a new station. 888-302-3684 for an on-the-scene report from Fred Flintstone or whoever it is that's in Lynchburg. 888-302-DOUG, seriously, if you know some more about that situation. People around the rest of the country have a lot of sympathy when those sorts of things happen because there's nothing much you can do about it. except wish well the people who are there if there are homes. I didn't see any homes get destroyed in this, but just making a mess of the downtown area like that. It's kind of scary to see flames and smoke billowing around like that, too. Yeah, it is. So, Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Ukraine. Ms. Merkel, the German Chancellor, coming to visit President Obama. And the first and only thing, if I were her, that I'd want to be talking to Mr. Obama about would be the NSA spy program. I mean, how do you sit there and not squirm if you're Obama when she's got the goods on you left to rights? Where'd that expression come from? Left to rights? Is that a boxing expression?
I thought it was dead to rights.
Dead to rights?
Dead to right.
Ah, well, left to rights. Thank
left
you.
To right would be just emotion.
Yeah. It would be. All right, dead to rights. Thank you, Michael. Yes, she's got him on the NSA spying program, and so she would like to have that straightened out before they discuss the Ukrainian situation, because Mr. Obama wants her on board as a show of unity.
She doesn't like Poland that much anyway, so the NSA probably more.
She doesn't like Poland? What's that got to do with the Ukraine?
Because Russia's going to take Poland after they're done with Ukraine.
No, they're not going to take the Ukraine, they're not going to take Poland. But
and you know what? It's not the Ukraine, by the way.
Yes, it is, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not interested. As far as I'm concerned.
It's the Ukraine?
It is the Ukraine.
And Merkel's from the Germany, right?
Merkel is from Germany.
The Germany.
The Germany. She's a German. That's where the Germans live.
Right.
In the Germany.
And that poor beauty contestant, she was talking about the Iraq, and she was just ahead of her time.
Right. By the way, speaking of Iraq, isn't there an election going on there today? There's an election in Iraq. Can you believe it? Yes. An erection. Whoops, wait a minute. Election.
Yeah, that'd be different.
Oh, no. Sure, there's one of those there, too, somewhere.
Really?
Just move along.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Who's thinking of buying Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? The L.A. Clippers are for sale. Do you know that?
I did.
On the market.
I've gotten that message.
Right.
Well, actually, you know, Donald Sterling has been fighting. He issued a lawsuit yesterday.
He filed a lawsuit.
And issued it, too.
That, too,
$1.7 billion against the NBA for what he says is a harsh punishment that they can't force him to
do. I think he's right. I think he ought to sue him.
The thing is I actually got to talk to one of his legal counsel people yesterday.
Did you?
And this will just be tied up in court for a really long time.
So he'll keep owning.
He's 80-something years old.
He'll die, but he will not sell the team.
He's going to try not to. Yeah.
If it's in court,
he'll be tied up, right.
The injunction is against the sale or against the
NBA
fine?
For their punishment.
Well, the part of the punishment is you got to sell the team.
Right.
So Oprah and all the other people who want to buy the team, Oprah wants to buy it, Magic Johnson wants to buy it, Whoopi Goldberg wants to buy it. Who else is on that list?
Frankie Munoz. We talked about him yesterday.
Right, yep.
Dr. Dre, P. Diddy, Rick Ross, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, people are just lining up.
So and the by only white person interested in this is Frankie Munoz.
And he's not even almost white.
Is he? Is he Hispanic with that name?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit? Okay.
But, you know, the more they're doing this, the more the price of the team is going to go up.
Right.
They're just driving that demand right up.
And he's going to be, he's going to laugh, Sterling's going to laugh all the way to the bank. Not that he isn't a despicable pig, because he is, but he's going to, the country allows you to be a despicable pig.
And even if he sells, he's not really punished, because he's going to make a ton of cash.
But by doing all of this, go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, don't you think, though, if he fights this and tries to take it to court, that people will take it out against on the team?
No. I think there's a lot of support for the team now. I think the team's all excited because they see the prospects are brighter for getting rid of him one way or another. He's going.
Right.
So, I mean, they can hold it up in court for a while and jack up the price, yada, yada, yada. But he's going, and they are happy
about
that.
And I think he does have a legitimate case about the harsh reality of his punishment.
Yeah, right.
He did not commit a crime.
Here's an interesting reality. You've got to be careful what you do. I've had this conversation a number of times with my son, who is a writer. As a matter of fact, he and his writing partner just sold their third script, and it's going to be the best payday for him in terms of where the script is going and what the movie is all about. And I go back to how it is in Los Angeles with people stealing your ideas right and left, and there's no resolve to it. In this circumstance, why did I decide to have this conversation?
Don't know.
Well, wait, no, you just prompted it. You said something, and now I'm trying to make reference back to it.
You were bringing it up for some reason.
No, I know what it was, because you said something that tripped about...
We had a harsh punishment?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. Well, the reality... No, here's what it was. How you learn the hard way from doing things. When he had a script stolen, he showed a script to a guy who was an agent and a producer. The guy stole the idea and made a television show out of it, and Brennan never got anything out of it. So in this circumstance, Sperling can't go down that same road. He's going to get something out of this no matter what. The day's saved for him. And he can be on his own without owning the team, his same gluttonous, piggish self, with nobody to answer to. And one would say, well, in America, you ought not to have that problem anyway. But, you know, the court of public opinion is tough. And we all have a right to express ourselves. He does by what we do, what we say, our actions, whether there's some slime wad that's got a tape recorder on and she's trying to get you for whatever she can get you for. That's what she's all about. And there are a lot of people like that, both men and women. But that still doesn't get in the way of being able to express yourself. And so the NBA is a private organization. They can do what they want to. But Sterling says, not so fast, bub. Where are there other examples of this sort of thing being done? And there aren't any. This is the harshest punishment for something like this. And it just shows you how badly the scales have tipped on the other side toward favoring the... nobody's saying what he said was right.
No.
Nobody's even coming close to that conjecture. But the other side of it is, okay, so instead of doing what they did, people don't want to go to the games, you stay home.
Right. I'm curious to see if there's going to be any criminal action taken against Stiviano, or whatever her name is.
Well, she's in court because the wife says that she has assets that he bought her, that the money came from community property. She claims she owns half of everything.
But she
in California,
him.
You can do that.
She tape recorded him, so now it would be interesting to see if he tries to push her into it if it was a secret recording, even though she says it wasn't.
Mother's Day is coming a week from Sunday, and Michael Fortier had a brilliant idea, which I thought I would pass along to you, because on occasion, Michael's pretty smart. And he said to me when we were talking about Sherry's Berries a few minutes ago, how about we put them together, Sherry's Berries, with BuzzBox coffee for a perfect Mother's Day combination.
That would be pretty tasty, by the way.
I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah, chocolate in coffee, dipping those chocolate strawberries, the other chocolate fruit you get from Sherry's Berries, into a cup of beautiful, delicious BuzzBox coffee. That is, Michael, it was genius on your part to suggest that.
I know.
It's a good thing, too, because we were getting a little down on you.
All right, so here's how we work this out. Have two ways, both on the web, of getting Sherry's Berries for Mother's Day and BuzzBox coffee. First of all, the berries easily come by going to BERRIES.com, berries.com, and just putting in the code good day. You see the mic in the upper right-hand corner, put in the code good day, and you get the special deal starting at $19.99. There are all kinds of things that are in this catalog that are mouth-watering. Check it out. Order the berries for your mom. And then go to DougStefan.com. Look for the BuzzBox coffee box. Click on that. It'll explain what the program is all about, explain the Arabica coffee, how it's grown, why it's so great to get involved in this program. But the bottom line is your mother, for Mother's Day, will have the most delicious coffee she has ever tasted. All right? So those two things together, I'm giving you ideas. I don't have to be the hero here. You can say you figured it out yourself after listening to the commercial for berries.com at Doug Stefan. in the Good Day program. And then you thought, well, Buzzbox Coffee's talking a lot about that. That'd be good. My mom loves coffee. Two of them together, and you're in the deal for, I think, less than $50. So you got two great things to give your mom, and you haven't spent a lot of dough, even though she's worth her weight in gold. You've become a hero. She'll love it, and you haven't spent a lot of money. So Buzzbox Coffee, orange box at DougStefan.com, and berries.com for the berries from Sherry's Berries. Good ideas from Doug Stefan at DougStefan.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
Hi, Jennifer.
Dougie.
A lot of news here.
News.
Yes. Why is Cedric the Entertainer hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
He has been for a while, but he's not anymore.
I thought that Meredith was doing that.
Meredith Vieira was doing it for a while, but he's been doing it for at least a few years now.
Really?
Yeah.
So
and
why? But he's horrible at that.
Well, he's not so bad. He's got a show on TV Land called Soul Man, and so he's probably a little busy. Maybe he's a little bored with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So he's leaving, and it looks like maybe Terry Crews has reached an agreement to succeed him. And that is a guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm not sure exactly
his
who he is.
I don't know,
but I think you would be excellent at it. Is that what you're waiting for?
I would be excellent at it.
Yeah, I thought maybe you might be. But hey, there's some drama on this.
Hey!
Lee.
Yeah?
And remember we talked about Naya Rivera and Lea Michele having a cat fight, you know, and they were behind the scenes cat calling each other. Right. Well, it looks like Naya Rivera got the axe over at Glee. She will not be part of the show's fifth and final season. Although the announcement isn't official yet, her locker's been cleaned out, essentially. She's on the way out of town. Fox hasn't commented, but I'm sure they will soon. And they said she's just had too much drama in her life. Now, people that don't have drama are the creators of Sharknado. This thing is absolutely huge. Sci-Fi brought out the movie, the first one, set in L.A. It was a gigantic success, especially on social media. They're filming the second one, which is called Sharknado 2, the second one, by the way. It's set in New York City, still starring Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, Vivica Fox, Mark McGrath, and that's going to premiere on July 30th on Sci-Fi. Well, now, before that one's even hit the TV, Sharknado 3 will premiere the summer of 2015. Pretty exciting stuff.
Where is it taking place?
Jeez. We don't know where the third one will be.
Really?
Who knows where
Hopefully.
The sharks will attack
I've been
next.
Hoping to go to New Orleans, maybe get Roberta.
Maybe. Judge Judy is going to primetime. CBS is going to air a one-hour primetime special called Judge Judy Primetime on May 20th.
What a clever, clever way of titling. What is it? Is Judge Judy... What's the title again?
Judge Judy Prime Time.
Wow.
I know, easy for me to say that. I can't even get that out. I'm choking. It's so creative.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hands on help, help from Tom Kreidler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the nationally syndicated weekend program called The Money Pit, 888-MoneyPit.com. Money Pit, no, the phone number is 888-MoneyPit. The web address is MoneyPit.com. See, I almost did it right that time.
Yeah.
You have hope.
Well, the thing is, we've been working together so long, you remember that it used to be 888-MoneyPit.com way before it became MoneyPit.com.
Right, exactly. That's right. We have been working for a long time. We call this work. We've been friends for
a long time. That's true. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think I'm responsible for your success.
I think that must be true.
Isn't that true?
It's your show, so
he's
it must
responsible
be true.
For mine, Tom. So
right. You name the person who's around today, and I'm responsible.
That's it.
One way or another. Unless it's Mr. Sterling, and I don't want to be responsible for him.
Yeah.
Anybody else who's successful, I'll take it.
You just can't pick and choose.
If it weren't for me, Oprah would never have gotten off of first base. Remember that.
Weren't you the guy that fired her off her first job?
Did no.
Never make anything of herself?
No, you know who did that? It was somebody who did that. Producing, wasn't it the old Westinghouse People, that magazine show that she was on in Baltimore? Guy said, you're never going to make it, but get by. Go find a job as a haircut person, whatever.
I wonder if she thinks of him while she's sitting on her golden toilet.
You know? Right. As she's buying the clippers or whatever else that she's going to do. All right, this is not helping people who have home improvement problems. Say again, Doug, this is not helping people who have home improvement problems. Tom is going to help you in just a matter of moments with spring cleaning chores and maybe an answer or two from listeners' questions. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. The most overlooked spring cleaning chores. Now we've had such horrible weather, people feel like they started a month ago and they have to start all over again. Right? I mean, the weather's been so horrible around most of the country.
Yeah, but now that it's nice, you know, we want to really freshen up everything. Like, just go and get it done. You know, one of the most overlooked ones is those chores that are sort of overhead, like your fan blades. You know, we're going to turn those fans on as soon as it gets warm enough to keep the windows open. We're going to have those overhead fans running, so let's get up there and clean them really, really well. And by the way, if there's a reversing switch on the side of the motor, reverse it. You want to pull push that cool air down.
Right, exactly. Not the hot air.
Not the hot air.
No. All right, what else?
Well, another thing to look into are your railings. Now, the railings are important because they have to be secure. And just by virtue of the fact that you're always running up and down the stairs and grabbing those railings, the bolts tend to loosen up. So if you've got some loose fasteners holding those handrails up, a little trick of the trade is to remove the screw and then put a toothpick with a little bit of glue on it inside the hole and snap it off. It's like a wedge, and it makes it a little tighter for that screw when it goes in the second time, and it holds it quite well.
All right. Tom, there's a letter here from Jill. It could have been from Meredith. The stink bugs are back. Meredith walked into the bedroom the other night, looked at the shade, and she screamed like there was an alligator coming through the window with those little stink bugs. What do you do to get rid of them?
Well, first of all, you don't crush them, right, because that's going to make them stink.
Smell.
The easiest way to get rid of them is to vacuum them up. Now, one way to do this without stinking up your whole vacuum is if you have like an old stocking, you can stuff it into the end of the vacuum tube and then put a rubber band around the outside so it holds it.
Yeah.
Then you suck up the stink bugs and then pull the stocking out and empty it. If you see them alive, what you want to do is spray them with soapy water, just a 10 or 20% soap water solution, like dish soap, and they'll basically drown.
Really?
Yep. No pesticides required.
Poor bugs. My God, that's horrible. All right, check out all the home improvement ideas. The Money Pit is a wonderful place to go, making good homes better. Tom Kreidler.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.